Well, it's wonderful to see you all this morning, and a Merry Christmas from me as well as from Shelley and Tim this morning. I want to tell you a story which is about Christmas, but it's about Christmas in an unusual way. The story is about a young Canadian couple whose names were Don and Carol Richardson, and they went as missionaries to Papua New Guinea. And they found themselves there in a very tough situation because the tribe that they were trying to reach with the gospel, the Sawi tribe, had some very strange values. When they heard the story about Jesus, they actually cheered when they heard about Judas because they thought it was clever to trick people and to betray them and to be treacherous. Their values were all upside down. And another thing that made it really hard to reach them was that the Sawi tribe were at war with their neighbors, the Falawi tribe. And there was constant fighting and warfare going on between them. We're just going to play this out for a little moment here. And I'm going to make a dividing line right down the center here, and you might creep apart a little bit because you people on my right here are all going to be the Sawi tribe. And you people on my left are all going to be the Falawi tribe. But I need a couple of chiefs. And so, Tim, you come and be the leader of the Sawi tribe over here. Simon Green, where's Simon? Simon, you come out and you're going to be the leader of your tribe, the Falawi tribe. Now, when I mention your tribal name, you're going to boo and hiss the enemy tribe. What a terrible thing to do on Christmas Day, isn't it? Okay, when I mention your name, you boo and hiss, and you back. The Sawi tribe were at war with the Falawi tribe. The Sawi tribe did not like the Falawi tribe. It was a terrible situation. So how could peace come between them? One day, the chief of the Sawi tribe... All right, we'll just rule those out for a moment. You've had your booze. One day, the leader of the Sawi tribe got tired of the fighting. And he knew there was a tradition between them that if one tribe gave a child to the other tribe, if that child was accepted, looked after, cared for, loved, kept alive, then peace would break out between those two tribes. And the child who was given was called the peace child. So, Chief, I think you've got a son here.
I give you this child to make peace between us, look after him, and let there be no more war.
We accept the peace child. We will care for him. Let there be peace amongst us.
Great. From that moment, peace broke out between the two tribes. And then suddenly a little light went on for Don and Carol Richardson because they realized that they had a way of sharing the Christian story and the Christmas story. They said to the Sawi people, look, this is just what God has done. We were enemies of God, and he gave his own son, Jesus, to make us his friends again. And for the Sawi tribe, that made sense for both tribes. They understood, and they started to respond to the gospel. We've already heard in our first reading this morning how the first reading from the book of Isaiah says, unto us a child is given, unto us a son is born, and he shall be called, amongst other things, the Prince of Peace. So that is really at the heart of Christmas. Now, there's just one thing I'd particularly like to emphasize, that we have to invite the peace child of Christmas into our lives. Otherwise, the warfare, the bitterness perhaps, the broken relationship between us and God is not healed. We need to open our hearts and invite the peace child in. And there was one condition of peace remaining between the two tribes, and that was that the tribe who'd received the peace child kept that child alive, looked after him, because if he sickened and died, then war would break out again. And you know, I was just thinking, it's easy for us to think about Jesus at Christmas time and to honor him and focus on him, but sometimes we can kind of forget him as the year goes on. And he kind of, in a sense, dies away, dies in our hearts. And we have to keep the peace child alive by remembering and honoring and loving and following Jesus in the year that lies ahead. So let's remember and celebrate Jesus coming as the peace child today, but let's also welcome him into our lives throughout the rest of the year. Let's bow in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you came in the form of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to bring us to you, to break down the enmity between us and God, to restore our relationship. Lord, give us grace, each one, to respond to Jesus as the heavenly Lord and to welcome him into our hearts as King. And may we gladly follow him all the days of our lives. This we pray in his great name. And all together we said, Amen.